Blind Cool Chat Sound Seeing Tool This is Chris Grabowski. Marla and I are going to do a sound seeing tour and running some errands. Just hope it's interesting, maybe informative. It's the way we do things.
So we're going to go... Is it still on?
Yeah.
Where are we going to go?
We're going to go to
the doctor's office and pick up a prescription, and then we're going to go to the bank, cash a check.
And then we're going to...
If I have it in my purse, we're going to do that.
Go out to dinner.
And then that. We're going to go eat. And just so everybody knows, it is freezing.
Yeah, it's like 32 degrees.
It's probably...
My degrees, microphone just fell out of my ear.
Put it back in. How do those do in the real cold? Do you know?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out, won't we?
What happens in the freezing cold when it's 50 below zero for winter?
I guess we'll find out. One of the things I want to do eventually, because it's not here yet, but we get the January snow, where it crunches under your feet.
Hopefully we won't get that. I could actually take that out by where my parents live this weekend and podcast some snow, if that's what you want. You want me to take it?
I'm probably good.
I'll go get the snow tonight. But I think we'll just wait until we get it.
Called a brown note.
It was on my chair, wasn't it?
I don't know where you put it.
I put my chair. No, the brown note. How did you get the brown note?
I took it from you.
We gotta take the GPS.
I know.
Now I gotta go get my coat. Got the winter coat out this morning. How long did they say?
About 20 minutes.
I need to think of something to talk about.
Well, I can talk about the PlexTalk PTR too, which is actually what I'm recording on right now. It's not much different than the R1. It's got rubber around it, and it's got a stereo microphone jack, stereo line-in jack. Records DAISY 2.2 format books, and you better hope it works. It can record both CD or compact flash. One thing you don't want to do is you don't want to be mobile while you're recording a CD, because you'll destroy your CD, pretty much. Because you can't move when you're recording on a CD, and that's how it was with the R1 too. You couldn't do that. Oh, I'll have to try these when I get home too.
What's that?
Those GPS DAISY CDs. Put them in the R1 and see how they work. R2 and see how they work. We called the cab already. We're waiting for the cab to actually come.
I almost not talking.
It's because I turned the speech off, because I know how much you like it.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Okay, that doesn't work. Going to GPS here, and I can't figure it out. Oh! There we go. Been a long day at work.
Mm-hmm.
I have one of these, but I can't figure this out.
Yeah, right.
It's been such a long day, and I'm tired. Where's the receiver?
It's in the little pocket.
When do you want me to turn it on?
When you get your butt outside.
Well, I'm not going to go stand outside in 30 degree temperatures and do anything. Stand outside. Today's not a day when you stand outside.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, maybe go outside and see. Maybe it'll
see
come
how the
a little sooner than 20
yeah.
minutes.
Put my sneakers on.
That takes about 20 minutes.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? I'm sitting on the floor.
You pop. What happened? Did it stop?
No, it didn't.
What happened?
Nothing. I'm going to have to cut that out of there.
Cut what out of there? And the dog's whining.
I know.
For anybody who...
Well, I'm probably going to cut that out of there, too.
What? This? The dog whining? He's whining now.
I know.
Then where are you going to start back up?
No, I'm just going to clip. I guess it doesn't really matter, but I'm going to take the curse word out.
I need to do that.
Alright,
I gotta go check on the dog.
Oreo!
Tell them about our dog.
We have a pet. We have a pet dog.
Quiet.
His name is Oreo.
Be a good boy.
He is a lab pit mix that we picked up from the SPCA. We've had him for almost a year.
And he's a baby.
And he's a baby, because you made him that way.
Because he says I spoil him.
You do.
He's whining. He's the door, so we don't have to hear him. He doesn't want us to go out, even though he got his treat.
Yeah.
It is cold.
It is not.
Set the security system.
Oh, we get to hear the wind.
That's the beach.
No, there's wind too. See how the windscreens in these binaurals work.
That's the last thing we need is wind. Actually, you can find out what the temperature is.
How?
By calling the weather line.
Oh. Give me it.
Give you what?
The temperature thing. Oh, I'll do that myself.
My cell phone.
I got it.
Say a command. 8444444.
Other people want to know too, because the line's busy.
I'm all twisted because GPS isn't around. Harriet. I have to turn it on for you. Well, there's all that snow coming down in the South Town, so that's probably what people are calling the
I can't believe it's coming down an inch a minute.
They've got, well, a couple inches
in the South Town.
Inch a minute?
Or, I mean, an inch an hour. An inch an hour, you're right.
I think they said
put that on, that's
on.
South
Towns have about 18 inches
Hang
of
on.
Snow. You got that on?
Yeah, but it's not in the pocket, in the thing anymore.
And a lot of schools were closed.
There we go.
Walk outside.
Yeah, we had quite a few schools closed.
The day off from work. I guess work never closes.
Mm-mm.
I'm gonna go into GPS. Hopefully, this time. No, it's not. The receiver's not saying anything.
Did you turn your blue?
I don't know. Did I? Am I supposed to?
Yes.
It's cold. My hands are out in the cold.
Well.
I really should be putting gloves on, but I have to play with this brown mode.
Yeah, well.
I wouldn't. We normally do this in the winter cab, like I said, in the GPS, but in the winter, it can be a real pain. Use your hands.
This ear thing, is in this ear, my left ear, is
falling out?
Yeah.
GPS going.
Good.
Alright. Now I can put my hands on.
I got gloves. I'm gonna put my gloves on.
Yeah, we need to come up with something else to talk about. You told him about the dog?
Yeah. I can walk up to the corner so they can hear the busy street. Make a right out of the driveway. Oh, the wind's blowing. That's probably not going to be a good idea. Oh, we'll find out. Probably can hear the cars from here. That's cool. Now we'll walk back. What's that? Oh.
I thought that car was slowing down.
Nope. Another car coming down the street.
I think people probably find this pretty boring. Every day.
Well,
going to the bank, going to get a prescription.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, I know, but I don't know if anyone's gonna want to listen to this.
Well, they know where their delete key is.
Usually we do this a little earlier, but I got home from work late.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're gonna probably have to wait about.
You know, we should get some of those winter winds on there too. When the winter.
If you wanna stand outside and podcast the snowstorm, you can do that. I'll be in the house where it's warm.
Well, you don't have to be out there for long.
I won't come out at all.
Maybe you could podcast shovel in the snow.
Yeah, that dog is whining.
He'll get over it.
Mad because I just got home late.
Probably.
I feel bad for him.
Bad.
My dog. Spend my time. I used to have a guide dog.
What happened to her?
Well, she didn't happen to her.
I don't. I do, but the podcast.
She worked until she was. How old did she work until? She was about. Almost 12 when she retired from work, and then we put her to sleep a couple months later.
Because why?
Because it was time.
Yeah, she was having seizures, and you know, she wasn't able to move.
And it's not
very
an
quickly.
Easy decision to make to put a dog to sleep.
No, it's not.
She was suffering.
So how come you haven't gotten another one?
Because we have him, and I don't think I can handle two dogs in my house.
Oh.
Because he is enough. He is almost 2 years old, and a guide dog would be about the same age, and I think that he would destroy our house. And I don't think I really need one for what I do right now.
No, I know.
Maybe eventually I'll get one. I'd like another dog for him to play with.
Well,
you seem to think two dogs.
Well, whether it's a guide dog or not, two of them are going to destroy your house.
But he's a very well-behaved dog.
I think he wouldn't want another dog because he wouldn't get spoiled as much.
But he is very spoiled. But he does guide when we take him for walks. At least he thinks he's a guide dog sometimes.
Yeah.
I actually put the guide dog's old harness on him a couple times to try and teach him when he was a puppy, when we got him, to try and teach him to walk nicely without pulling you over.
And it worked.
He settled down a lot.
What? Hear what?
Leaves.
Oh, the leaves? Maybe. Oh, I didn't try again. Let me try again.
Well, I'm just curious to see if it's above 32.
Oops.
Channel 4 weather line.
The time is 4:20. Current temperature,
33 degrees.
Back in the snow this winter. Visit your local Ford Sport and test drive.
Let's see what the weather forecast.
500. Specially equipped with all-wheel drive, traction control.
They're playing a commercial right now.
Mirrors, a remote start system, and luxurious leather seating, all at no additional cost. The all-weather edition Ford 500.
No, it's about the Ford.
The road ahead.
At 4 p.m., here's a special weather update. I'm meteorologist Don Paul. A lake effect snow warning continues this evening for Chautauqua and Cattaraugus counties. The storm sentinel Doppler radar indicating moderate to heavy snow falling across central Chautauqua County, including Mayville, and now just brushing Jamestown and extending into the ski country of Cattaraugus County. Some bursts of light to moderate snow persist in southeast Erie and Wyoming County, but these are not as persistent. An additional half a foot on top of what you got now could be falling in central Chautauqua and the western half of Cattaraugus County this evening before weakening later on. Winds will back and become more southwesterly tomorrow. That's likely to send some of this lake snow in a somewhat weakened form back toward the metro area and possibly the northern suburbs too during the afternoon.
We might get some tomorrow.
On that potential,
some what?
Our upcoming
snow.
Weekend Ooh, forecast.
You and me.
A cold extended
Didn't
outlook
say.
Into the Thanksgiving holiday coming up shortly on News 4.
What did they say exactly?
That it might be coming into the metro area and
at night, overnight?
No, tomorrow,
what
during
time
the day.
Tomorrow?
During the afternoon.
Oh, so we can get stuck at work?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't be too much. I'm not gonna.
I know. You know that thing you're gonna take to the bank?
Yeah.
Well.
Well, that's why I go to work. But if we do get snow, it shouldn't be too bad.
Oh, here's a whole pile of snow. Or a pile of leaves. What's the temperature gonna
be? Could be pushed out into the street. What's the temperature?
Actually, we can't push them out in the street anymore.
Why not?
Because there was a notice that went around.
There was? How
yeah.
You know?
A little bird told me.
Who told you?
My friend down the street.
Really? I didn't know that. So how are you supposed to
You're
get
supposed
rid of
to put
now?
The leaves on
in bags?
No. You can. They have to be clear bags.
Yeah.
Or you can put them on the grass that's between the sidewalk and the curb.
Oh, but you can't put them in the street anymore?
Nope.
Why not?
I don't know.
Did they say why?
No.
You do it, everyone used to be able to.
Uh-huh.
I think last year even put the leaves out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Then put them out in the grass.
I know. You got what?
I got a sweater on and something under that, and I get a winter jacket on, but my hands are freezing.
Yep. I got gloves on. Pulled out my gloves for the first time yesterday, I think it was.
I put mine on today for the first
I can't reach it.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't pause it then. You just have to talk.
I think the cab is actually here.
I don't think so. Oh, yeah. I
it, think is.
It is.
It is here. Hello.
Oh, you're getting into a perfectly clean car.
Good.
I had it all detailed today.
Did you?
$200.
Ooh.
Well, for what?
To get the car detailed.
Oh.
We are going to go to...
We have a lot of places to go.
Yeah, we do. We're going to go to Bank of America on Dollar and Sheridan.
Go to the doctor's office first, right?
No. Then we're going to go to 2075 Sheridan Drive.
It's
which
lifetime
is
health.
Lifetime Health. And then we're going to go to Chili's on the Boulevard.
Oh, last place is Chili's.
Yes.
Gotta eat. Last place
like
we
food there.
Eat.
Yeah.
I do.
Somebody said the fish is good, or is it?
I've never had the fish.
Maybe it's another one. Oh, I get them all mixed up. Okay, the first place you want to go to was the bank.
What's Bank of America, Delaware and Sheridan. Delaware, next to Radio Shack.
I can go right down Colvin.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Delaware, I think the left, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's easy.
Cops for Sylvia.
You're my first customers in my clean car.
It smells
good.
Nice.
Yeah,
clean
it does.
Here. I like that.
I do it twice a year. In spring, I get it done and then just before the winter.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it'll last longer.
Yeah. Question for you. Do you know what a podcast is?
A podcast?
Yes.
Isn't it like a tripod you put your camera on?
No, it's what it is. It's an internet radio type of show.
Oh, the little square thing.
Well, sort of.
You can play music with it.
That has to do, yeah. That's an iPod, but a podcast, basically it allows the somebody who subscribes to a different radio show, for example, can get the audio delivered directly to their iPod or their portable MP3 player. So that they can listen to stuff on the go.
Somebody else's radio station.
Yes.
It's not Cyrus.
No. No, it's not. No, it's actually what we're doing. We're doing it right now. I wanted to tell you. Because we're going to show blind and visually impaired, maybe, how we do things.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's this show that...
So you're going to be on a radio show?
Yes. On the internet.
Oh, that's wild.
We're worldwide.
When are you going to do this?
We're doing it actually right now as we speak, but we're probably going to send it to the website
tonight
or tomorrow.
You're talking on it.
Yes.
Doing what you want to say.
Yes. And it records. You know, you record it and then you send it.
Oh.
To a website.
So you're telling them that you're going in a cab. And
yes.
Mm-hmm. How do you use the volume on this? Do you remember?
Why is it too loud?
Volume down. Yeah, just give me the volume down.
Function with comma.
Broadcast on a radio station worldwide.
Yes, on the it's
on the internet.
Yes.
On a website. Right? Isn't that how it goes?
So I can tell JJ you're being broadcast on a radio station worldwide.
Sure.
They hear you. We get on a website. We can advertise.
That's funny.
Yeah, there's a website. It's called
We're going to Chili's, and we're being broadcast on a website worldwide right now.
At least we'll be.
That's great.
You don't believe me.
The website that it's actually going to go to is blindcooltech.com.
I can look it up on my computer?
Yeah.
Yes.
They pay you to do that for?
No.
I wasn't kidding you.
That's wonderful.
All right.
Yeah,
the bunch of those
KT
things. No, these are the guys we always take to Applebee's. They're going on a website for radio broadcasts. They're doing it right now. So they heard you on air. Yeah, all over the world.
Will be.
Yeah, I heard you, and I cut you out. I cut you off because... I wanted to hog the limelight, so I got rid of you.
67140, John James, out of my.
Alright. He says he's in a bad mood. He says.
Well, we, you know, we
everybody's in a bad mood today.
We can cut anything out that doesn't need to be. We can cut anything out that doesn't need to be.
Oh.
You know.
Well, that must be fun. How did you find out about it? Did you ever talk on a radio show before?
I've done a few of them for this specific website, and it's interesting because it there's a lot of people, it's a lot of knowledge that can be shared, and you know, it's a really cool idea. It's a new phone.
My nephew was blind, mm-hmm. and I remember meeting him when I was a kid, mm-hmm. and I learned a lot of different things. Like I could always never understand how he knew when a glass was full, how he knew it was half empty.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he showed me, you know, you take your finger and you just touch the, mm-hmm. you feel the liquid there, and he showed me a lot of other neat kind of cool things that he knew.
Well, you can tell with coffee too, because the
sound, it makes a different sound when you pour it.
Yeah.
And the side of the
and
cup is hot too.
And even a glass of water, but you have to be careful. But it makes a different sound when it's full.
He could play any kind of instrument, not just play, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, he was brilliant. And his mother and father never wanted him to play musical instruments. Never. They didn't want him to do that. And my father wanted him to play. My father was into musical instruments. And every time he'd come to visit us, we'd put a. He'd go to this bar in Buffalo, nightclub, where they had bands and stuff. And he would perform. He'd play the piano, the harmonica, whatever. He loved it. He was having a riot. This was only like, I think he was 15 years old. And he was very good. He went to the School of Blind in Batavia.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
You know, that's not a school strictly for the blind anymore. That's
it's
multiple
now, yeah,
disabled
some of our
disabilities.
Where I work, we deal with some of the people that go to that school, and it's they have to be blind, but they can have other disabilities.
Is that There's expensive? School.
Have other disabilities. No clue.
I don't know, but a lot of people who go there, I believe, are paid for by the state because of special education.
Well, he was blinded by incubators.
Oh yeah, when he was a
born
baby.
In Plattsburgh.
Hmm. Yes, Bank of America.
Did I bring that? Yeah, I did.
I hope so. We're coming here for nothing.
Well, we can always get some money.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of that here. Unfortunately, yeah, well, none of it
belongs to you.
It's in my name. There's money here.
So now, do they interview you? Do they talk to you and ask you questions? Or
no.
Call in and ask
he does have...
He does have interviews, and he does have where people can call in and give feedback. But it's kind of like a pre-recorded, like maybe Rush Limbaugh has his own podcast, actually. I just found out the other day.
Really?
Yes. And if you subscribe to that...
Which way is the best?
I didn't know he had a
Yes.
podcast.
If you subscribe to that and you miss the show, you can get it when you get home on your computer.
Now, you got... When you get out, you got a one of those... what do they call them?
Oh, yeah.
You know, bumpers. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Cars, you be careful.
What side is the door on?
This one, I think. Oh, they're complaining.
No, I don't remember. Here we go.
Here we go. What? Thank you.
Alright, this way.
Here we are. Yep.
It's quiet in here today.
Yeah, it is.
I'm waiting for you.
Oh, you are? Good.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to cash her check against the savings account. And did you want 30
some odd dollars? The fun part is going to be that I need some singles,
and singles.
Probably about 30. Just make
Here's
it
my card.
30.
Okay. You want me to open it for you?
If you could.
Those checks aren't easy. If you can give us like 30 singles and the rest in 20s.
As many 20s as you can get.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, help you?
Hi. Hi. Oh, I got a lot of the schedule.
Oh.
percent cold running around.
Oh.
You know? Do you have something?
Where are you?
I'll just jot it down.
Right? Yes, you're at the sign.
Right here? No. Oh. Right up at the feet. Yep. Okay. It is your turn.
Where do you want it?
Touch my finger. Right.
Bam. Good enough.
Yep.
There we go.
Thank you. Can I help?
Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
If you could put the singles in one envelope and the 20s in the other, that would be perfect. Thank you.
Do you have a pocket of zips that we could put the singles in? Maybe we should put the 20s in there.
Yeah.
In case the first gets separated from the body.
Yeah, right.
Usually it doesn't, but I'd rather lose the singles. Did I tell you that I talked to my mother when I was on the way home?
Did you?
I got to hear the baby talking.
Oh, cool. What'd she say?
Oh, who knows? Whatever a six-month-old baby says. Every noise she makes is just, you know, she's cute. She's our baby.
Yeah.
I don't know. She knows what she says. But she was not happy with my mother because it was time for her to take a nap and she didn't want to.
Your home equity.
Okay.
Fixed rate, not a variable.
All right.
Our home equity, what is that?
Oh, okay, I just did one. 8.45 is the rate right off the top of the head. If you take it automatically, you don't have it. You're checking, you take 0.25 off of that.
What was it you said?
8.45.
Niagara.
When it's 30 singles?
Yes.
On the lines of credit, but those are variable rates, so you're down again
with it. What is?
A line of credit, because those are variable rates. A fixed rate is set for the life of your loan at 8.45. But if you do a line of credit on your home, that's
right. Right, yeah, that's.
You should order my bus pass next week.
I know. Well, quite forgetting.
6.74.
Right.
Oh, I'm just busy this week. I've had a busy week at work. You know.
See, right now at I have
a very busy week at work. We're moving.
Yeah.
Pack everything up. At least half pack everything. You wouldn't believe the things I found in my drawer.
6.1.
Things I didn't know I had.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
So I brought some of it home.
I did call and see if you guys.
Some, a lot of stuff I threw away.
Yeah, so I'm going to move that over there. 6.1.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's why I wanted to just double check. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, it's just too cold out there today.
Mm-hmm. So I put the 20s in a separate number for you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
You want the change in your hand?
Oh, sure.
Or in the envelope?
Sure.
These are the singles.
Thank you. There you go.
These are the 20s.
Thank you very much.
And your card.
Thank you.
And you want your stub for your paycheck stub?
I will take that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Let me get rid of this before I...
You know when you're ready.
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, this way. Here, a little bit over to your left. All
Thank
right.
you.
Over here. Here's the door. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Did you got him? Yeah. Uh-huh. There you go.
Right here. Bye.
Yeah, it is.
Now you're going to
2075 Sheridan Drive, which is Lifetime Health. It's pretty much right on the corner of Culver and Sheridan. Fine with me.
That number again was 2075.
Yes.
Yep. Is that a right hand or?
Yes, it is. Depends on what you get. I think anywhere's from a couple hundred to $400 or $500.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the more money, the better?
Supposedly.
That ain't always true, is it?
No.
I know. I've paid, so a couple times I bought stuff that was real expensive. I thought I was getting a good deal because it was better.
Mm-hmm.
And it broke the following day.
Yep.
I bought an oven like that, Maytag. Oh, Maytag is great.
Oh, yeah.
So I bought a stove, Maytag stove.
The way things work.
What a piece of junk.
Yeah.
More expensive.
$800, I think.
Wow.
I still have to light the burner when it matches because the thing don't spark anymore.
Do you want me to go in? Or are you going to go in?
I suppose you can go in, huh? Probably be easier than dragging all this stuff in.
6-8.
Want me to hold on to the money or you got it?
I got it. Give me the card.
50 cents. Here's the card. I don't need anything.
Don't worry about it.
Do you have singles?
Yeah.
Gonna need probably $2 or $3.
I know. Chill.
You know, I just don't want you telling me later. You
didn't.
I paid for your prescription. That's what you'll say.
Keller building.
The what?
Keller building?
No.
2075.
Oh,
we're up
by. Yeah, it's just past Colvin, right on that corner.
Oh, the Lifetime.
Yes.
Home. Lifetime Home.
Yep.
Go to the front door, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and I called it in, so it should be all then. If it's not,
you might want to get out though.
Get out? Why?
Because it'll be on my side, or on your side.
You're going in.
Yes.
So I'll let you in here.
Oh, okay. I see what you did.
I was going to say, if you got on that side, perfect. I might as well just run in, but okay.
Perfect.
On your side then.
Yep.
Now you got, there you go. That's pretty. I like that. That looks like a golf ball. West Coast. Here's the door. I'm opening for you.
Yep.
That's a good door, huh?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Okay. You next.
Oh, good.
That's the best scenario.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Do you want me to wait to cash out then?
Yeah.
Just in case? Okay.
Yeah.
She wanted to ask you about it though.
Okay. You can take care of him. And then I can. Never mind. I'll stay here then.
Can I help you?
Yes.
Yeah,
pick a prescription for Marla. Help? Yes.
Okay. TSM. 10 milligrams.
Some of them I can get for 3 months.
No, not unless you mail order. You might look
into
that.
I don't see anything for her. Let me see. Let me check, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to mail order here.
We mail out prescriptions, but just for convenience.
Okay.
But it's actually a different designation.
Okay.
Do you want us to fill these still, or?
Yeah, I need those.
All right. So you probably should set yourself up for mail order, though. Because you might save some money. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, it's worthwhile for you.
Okay. I think my potassium, I give more than 100 though.
Last time you got 100.
Did I?
Yeah, I was just thinking, hey, you're good for a year. You don't have to change the refills because you're not getting as many.
Okay.
Looks like we have 3 of them for her.
Yes.
The ibuprofen last time you got 3 months.
And it's $1.50.
Okay.
Try 100, it might be better.
Okay, here's the card back. Right.
Got
there
it.
There you go.
The reason the insurance is limiting it when they do it here is because they save
cents.
A lot of money when you mail order.
And the pharmacist just has to double check them. So
yep.
Call you up in just a second.
Perfect.
Even though some of it's, there's a mail order go through the bear, I think. Marla.
Yes.
Alright, we have her.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. If she has any questions, let us know.
Okay. Thank you very much. Found the pole.
Doors right ahead. There you go.
Thank you very much. What's that?
How much did it cost?
A couple bucks.
Two? Three?
Two.
I'm trying to figure out how much prescriptions are going to cost me in January. Health insurance is always going up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess people don't want to hear me complain about health insurance.
No, they don't. Neither do I.
Oh, well, we have these. Not going to complain too much.
Mm-hmm. Now you're going to Chili's.
Chili's, yes.
I am hungry. I need a bigger purse. Then when I have a bigger purse, I carry more stuff than I need.
Right.
I don't know, you can't win.
More stuff that you really need.
Well, no. Stuff that you really
don't need.
Oh, I'm going to use this someday. You put it in your purse.
Uh-huh.
I'm
going
to do the lipstick in here. Other things that I don't need in here.
Mm-hmm.
But this purse is small. I've had big purses and then they get happy with this. You fill them up.
Nice.
about an hour.
Okay.
Hour and
about
half.
An hour, a little over maybe.
Well, I might be bringing you back from up here.
Cool.
Let's see. What time is it? I gotta see what time it is.
It's 4:50.
That late already?
What's my watch at 5?
No, your watch is fine.
My cell phone says 4:52, so these have got
to
be right. I didn't realize it was so late. I guess I got home, didn't get home from work till 4, or almost 4.
Mm-hmm. Not really.
You spend your whole life on the computer.
I don't know about
I have fun with mine, but I don't have enough time for it.
Uh-huh.
I'm always busy.
He works on the computer. He has a job on the computer. He's on the computer at home.
Oh,
you're always
really
on the
good
computer.
At it, aren't you?
I try to be. I don't know.
See, I don't know.
I don't have the patience for it.
I don't understand even how they get everything in that little box. I can't figure it out.
I mean, I love my computer, and I like to go on it to play around, but I wouldn't want to work on. I mean, I work on one, but you know, I don't do computer stuff for a living. I should do my career podcast. Huh? What do you think?
I told you to do it.
Maybe when next week I'm on vacation. I think maybe I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Off all week.
You have AOL?
No.
Well, I've got this thing. Everywhere I go, it tells me where I've been, so I go back and go to it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get rid of that? I mean, the list is so long.
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't do AOL.
Oh, it's on AOL?
Yeah.
See, I don't know either. My parents...
I thought you could just go into something, delete, you know, but I don't...
Not with AOL, but with the browser used to do that. What's that browser?
Internet
Netscape.
Explorer.
No, my parents had Netscape with LocalNet.
I just call it AOL.
I use Internet Explorer, right. I know that.
Well, I use Firefox.
You would.
I do. You really need to check it out.
I did. I go into what I know. You know me.
Wow. Okay. Well, so what do we have?
Well, it's 21:50. Just make it 20 is fine.
Let's see.
There goes my purse.
Let's see. 20.
You know, I'm going to get you guys into the door.
There you go. Oh, the wind caught that door. I think so too.
We're going to be coming to a curve. Curve coming up.
Got it. Whoops.
Right?
Yep.
Now just the door is right straight. Right straight. There we go. Nope. There you go. You guys enjoy your dinner.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice seeing
you again.
Yep.
You too.
Yeah. Grab some food. What? If we can find the door. There we go.
Well, the sooner you find the door, the more
sooner you eat.
I didn't realize how hungry I was. You know, this is much heavier than mine, and I don't know why. Unless it's just because I have that in my purse on me.
Maybe.
But it's heavy. Is there a long line in there?
No.
Can you just go into the bar? Hey guys, how are you?
Good, and you?
Pretty good, thanks.
Good.
What table?
Actually, if you can ask Erica, she can take 23. That's her section anyway. Sorry guys, hold on 1 second.
Not a problem.
How long are you going to keep that thing running?
Do you guys prefer a booth or a table?
Doesn't matter.
A booth is probably easier.
Sure.
With all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to take my arm?
Sure. Thank you.
All right, how much is the bill?
Take 56. Oh my God. Take 46.
Yep.
Yep, to your right.
Great.
Okay, which side do you want to take?
You take your side, and I'll take mine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're going to hear me complain in a minute if you
What? The what?
Reason we do this, we try and get as much
in the pockets.
Yeah. As much as we can. We did three things, so we kind of go out to dinner.
It's much easier and cheaper to do a couple of things at once in a cab than to do
multiple
one thing at a time.
Right.
Because you just end up paying more money. We're going in generally the same direction.
Right.
So,
hello.
My name is Georgia Abitain Ferrier.
Okay.
And it's all the drinks. If you're ready, I can do that as well. Whatever's easiest on you.
What do you want?
I'm going to have a lemonade.
A lemonade? Sure.
Can I have an unsweetened iced tea, please?
Sure. Hey, would you like a couple minutes to think about it, or do you think?
I'm ready. I don't
know.
Some
chips and salsa.
Yeah, sure. Do you want me to do that and come back with the drinks?
I'm sure you could do that.
Okay, sounds good.
So, you're going to keep it on for a while?
For a minute or two.
Pretty much done?
Yeah.
Anyway, what were we saying?
About the,
that if you're going in a general direction and you have a few things to do in that direction, it's easier to just do them all.
Yeah, it is. So, on that note, I think we're going to...
I don't think anyone wants to listen to us eat.
No. I don't even want to listen to myself eat.
We're starving, so...
But, bring this to a close so you can contact me at
we're both on the list.
chrisg@buffalo.edu.
You've been listening to Blind Core Tech. Visit us on the web at www.blindcoretech.com. If you would like to contact us, our email is blindcoretech@gmail.com. You can also subscribe to the Blind Core Tech email list at blindcoretech-request@freelists.org. Our phone number is 206-984-9203, where you may leave voicemail feedback about the show.